And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 26th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the writer Aldous Huxley, born Surrey, England, 1894. He was the grandson of Thomas Henry Huxley, one of the great scientists of the previous century, a man who helped popularize Darwin's theory of evolution. Aldous Huxley considered becoming a scientist too, but when he was 17, he came down with an eye disease which rendered him almost blind, and that made scientific research impossible, so he decided to be a writer. Wrote his first novel in the months after he lost his eyesight. He typed the whole thing without even being able to see what he was typing, and he never read it. His first successful novel was Point Counterpoint, about a group of artists and intellectuals who don't realize that one of the men in their company is a fascist revolutionary. After that, he thought he would write something light, something about what the future might be like. And he wrote Brave New World, came out in 1932, a book about a future in which most human beings are born in test tube factories. They're genetically engineered to belong to one of five different castes, alphas, betas, gammas, deltas, or epsilons. People keep themselves happy by taking a drug called Soma. It was one of the first novels to predict the future of genetic engineering. It's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born Dublin, 1856, who wrote more than 50 plays, including Man and Superman, Major Barbara, Pygmalion, and St. Joan. Died at the age of 94 after breaking his hip when he fell off a ladder from pruning one of his trees. On the night before he died, knowing he was going to die, he said to a friend, "Well, it'll be a new experience anyway." It's the birthday of Gene Shepard, the humorist, Chicago, 1921, best known for the autobiographical stories he told on the radio about a boy named Ralph Parker growing up in Homan, Indiana. One of the stories made into the movie, A Christmas Story, about Ralph wanting a BB gun for Christmas, even though every grown-up says that he'll shoot his eye out. Here's a poem by Jim Harrison entitled Bridge. Most of my life was spent building a bridge out over the sea, though the sea was too wide. I'm proud of the bridge, hanging in the pure sea air. Machado came for a visit, and we sat on the end of the bridge, which was his idea. Now that I'm old, the work goes slowly, ever nearer death. I like it out here, high above the sea, bundled up for the Arctic storms of late fall, the resounding crash and moan of the sea, the 100-foot depth of the green troughs. Sometimes the sea roars and howls like the animal it is, a continent wide and alive. What beauty in this, the darkest music, over which you can hear the lightest music of human behavior, the tender connection between men and galaxies. So I sit on the edge, wagging my feet above the abyss. Tonight the moon will be in my lap. This is my job, to study the universe from my bridge. I have the sky, the sea, the faint green streak of Canadian forest on the far shore. A poem by Jim Harrison, Bridge, from Dead Man's Float, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.